Here we go. This should be on now, Mark. So good evening and welcome, everyone. Welcome to this special service. It's been a few years since we've done this, actually. Thanks to the pandemic, perhaps, and to other things. But I think 2019 was the last time that we had an On the Road to Bethlehem-themed evening service. And these are always special, and they're always unique. And so I know that the children that bring this one out, this is their first go, right? For most of them, and this will be a special and unique service tonight, just as each participant is special and unique. As we think about what we're celebrating here, we're thinking about a child, and we're thinking about a special and unique child. There I go again. Special and unique. What child is this? Who is this Jesus, right? I have a text that I want to read as we turn to our opening hymn here. And this is a text to lead us into that, where Mary and Joseph are pondering and wondering about the same thing. So after Jesus is born, Simeon, an old man at the temple, meets them. And Simeon takes the baby in his arms, and he praises God. And he says, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. All that is said about the baby Jesus. So let's now rise in body or spirit, and we're going to sing our opening song of praise, "What Child Is This?" The Lord be with you. Receive his greeting as we worship him this evening together. Friends, grace and peace be yours in abundance from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ in the powerful presence of his Spirit. And God's people say, Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. We now invite the children and worship kids to come and get in their spots for the road to Bethlehem. In children and worship, we listen to God's stories. We quiet ourselves within so we can hear God speaking to us. Some people like to sing to help themselves get quiet. Please join us in singing Be Still and Know to prepare us to hear God's story.
Each week in Advent, we tell another portion of our Advent story. In our worship center, the story is told with wooden figurines. Tonight, the children will represent the wooden figurines. Tonight, the children will share the Advent good news with us. Purple is the color for getting ready. The children will journey down a purple road that is divided into four sections, just as there are four Sundays in Advent. This helps to remind us that we are all journeying to Bethlehem. We tell an incomplete story tonight. We journey towards Bethlehem, waiting. At the end of each section, we give voice to the wonder of the prophets, the Holy Family, the shepherds, and the Magi. We ask that you will wonder aloud with us. Please join us in this Advent celebration.
This is the season of Advent, the time we get ready to celebrate the mystery of Christmas, the time we are all on our way to Bethlehem. But who will show us the way?
The prophets. The prophets. Prophets listen to God so they can show us the way. Isaiah was a prophet who listened and spoke the word of God. He said that one day the Messiah would be born. The Messiah would be like a light shining in darkness. This is what Isaiah said. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined.
This is the candle of the prophets. It reminds us that prophets like Isaiah listened to God so they can show us the way to Bethlehem. Let us enjoy the light of the prophets.
way to Bethlehem is like.
I wonder if Isaiah knew that Jesus would come.
Else can show us the way.
Mary and Joseph are on the way to Bethlehem. They can show us the way. They have a secret. An angel came to them and said, "Do not be afraid. Be joyful. You will have God's special son. You will name him Jesus. Here are Mary and Joseph, who are on the way to Bethlehem, where Jesus will be born."
This is the candle of the Holy Family. It reminds us not to be afraid, but to be joyful on the way to Bethlehem. Let us enjoy the light of the Holy Family.
Wonder how they felt on the way to Bethlehem. Good. Who else can show us the way?
The shepherds are on the way to Bethlehem. They can show us the way. They have good news too. An angel came to them and said, "Do not be afraid. Be joyful. Today, a Savior, God's special son, is born in Bethlehem. You will find him lying in a manger." Here are the shepherds who are on the way to Bethlehem to see the special child who was born.
This is the candle of the shepherds. It reminds us of the good news. A Savior, the special Son of God, is born. Let us enjoy the light of the shepherds.
Thank you.
shepherds felt when they saw the angel. Who else can show us the way?
The Magi are on the road to Bethlehem. They can show us the way.
The Magi saw a special star in the sky, a star for a king. They followed the star to Bethlehem, bringing gifts for the newborn king, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Here are the Magi.
This is the candle of Magi. It reminds us of gifts, of God's gifts, gift of Christ, the newborn king. Let us enjoy the light of the Magi.
The Magi felt when they brought their gifts.
Friends, will you watch closely as we change the light? Now we change the lights, the light of the prophets, the light of the Holy Family, the light of the shepherds, and the light of the Magi can be with us always, in many ways and many places, all through the year.
Thank you to all of you for sharing this wonderful story with us. We all would like to respond to this story by singing about how all of us look forward to the coming of Jesus, who is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Let's sing.
Thank you. The children and worship students have shared the story of how everyone, the prophets, Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, and the magi, everyone was preparing for a baby to come. And that baby is Jesus. He is also called the Word of God. He came into the dark world to bring life and love and light. The Bible tells us, in the beginning, the Word was already there. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and everything was made through him. In him was life, and that life was the light for all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome the light. And the Word became flesh. A human being. He made his home with us, and we have seen his glory. It is the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And now Luke 2 tells us more about the birth of Jesus, and I wonder if you children have already heard this story about when Jesus was born. Luke tells us, in those days, Caesar Augustus made a law. It required that a list be made of everyone in the whole Roman world. And everyone went to their own town to be registered on the list. So Joseph also went up from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the line of David. Joseph went there to register with Mary, who was engaged to him, and she was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now let us sing two songs about this special baby who was born. Little Lord Jesus, that baby grew up, and then he gathered a group of disciples who followed Jesus and listened to his teaching. And Jesus taught all of us about his Father in heaven and how to love each other. And we call Jesus Christ because he is anointed to save us. Jesus showed his love for us by dying on the cross for our sins and then rising again to give us life. Before Jesus went to the cross, he gave us a special meal. We call it communion or the Lord's Supper. And we share this meal with people from the East, like the Magi that the children showed us, and people from the West and North and South, because we are all part of the family of Jesus. Everyone who belongs to Jesus Christ and believes in him as their Lord and Savior is invited to come to the Lord's Supper. And Erish will help us get ready to share this special meal. Dear friends, The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right for us to give thanks and praise.
Why do we give thanks at this table?
We give thanks for God's creation, for making us in God's image. We give thanks because God never gave up on us, even though we were not faithful to God. And we give thanks because God sent his only Son, Jesus, to show God's love. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Why do we eat bread at this table?
On the night before he died, Jesus took the bread and he blessed it. And then he gave it to his friends. And Jesus said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this to remember me."
Why do we drink from the cup at this table?
After the meal, Jesus took the cup and he gave it to his friends. And Jesus said, gave us a promise that our sins are forgiven. And Jesus said, "Do this to remember me."
What do we remember at this table?
We remember that God loves us, that Jesus died and rose for us, and that the Holy Spirit reminds us that God is with us.
But this is just everyday bread and grape juice.
So let's pray that this everyday bread and juice will become holy. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon these gifts of bread and juice, that they may be for us the communion of the body and blood of Christ.
And let's pray the prayer that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now we'd like to invite all of you to gather around the edges of this room in a semicircle, and perhaps we'll be in two layers. Feel free to layer up a little bit around the edges. And then an elder will come around with the bread, and you may receive a piece in your hand and then eat it. And then another elder will come with the juice and then take a cup and drink it. And there will be baskets for the cups when the service ends. And if your children aren't ready to receive communion yet, just let the elders know and you may ask for them to give a blessing. While we participate in this communion feast, we will sing some songs. Dear friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let's gather.
Thank you.
wonderful evening this has been, to hear the story, to see it in a new way, to have all our children teaching us this story once again, and then to gather, to sing, and to be nourished at the Lord's table. What a wonder it is for all of us. You are invited to linger after the blessing for fellowship, and there will be cookies, I think, right behind that window that will all of a sudden go up. Impossibly. And as we go out to share this good news with the prophets, with Mary and Joseph, with the shepherds, with the magi, may we all be filled with wonder and hope and joy in the gift of the birth of Christ, and go with God's blessing. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. And all God's people say, amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.